Kettleson gives it up to Bothy, and now they give it and restart the offense to Jace Nelson going left side to Veach. Here's Hudson looking inside, kicks it back out to Veach. Veach at the top of the key. He pulls the trigger. That's Nelson with another three-pointer. That one's also no good. And the first two attempts for the Jays fall no good as the Blue Jays come into the front court. Winger on the left side against this defense of zone defense by the Ray Jays. Winger threw it away. Turnover. It'll be Jace Nelson going in for one of those layups that head coach Corey Anderson talked about. And that cost him 2 points. Didn't take care of the basketball. And the first score of the game goes to the Ray Jays. They're up 2-0 here on their home court in Ray, North Dakota. Here's Hetzel. Tries to get it inside to Hienick. He fakes, goes off the glass right side for his first 2 points of the night. So we're all tied up at two apiece as the Blue Jays come out with a little bit of full court pressure. Don't think the Jays are going to have any trouble with it. There's Hudson with it, giving it to Kettleson. Now back out to Nelson. Nelson dribbles to the top of the key, goes left side to Veach. Inside they go to Hudson. Now he kicks it out to Kettleson. Kettleson pulls the trigger from three. That falls no good. And there's Winger for the rebound. Winger in a hurry. Comes into the front court, gives it up to Reese Smith. Smith now back down low to try to get it to Hienick's hand, threw it away. Second turnover against the Blue Jays as Jace Nelson walks the ball into the front court for Ray. Just underway here with 6:05 to go here in the first quarter. Veach with the basketball, kicking it out to Nelson at the top of the key, guarded there by Johnson. Here's Bothy pulling the trigger from three. That's no good. Long rebound comes out to Lane Veach. Veach now over to Kettleson. Kettleson drives the baseline, challenges Hienick, goes off the glass left side, and it's good. Kettleson with his first 2 points of the night. It's 4-2 in favor of the Ray Jays on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Here's Winger with it, going over to Tristan Johnson, the high-powered guard for the Blue Jays. Out to Hetzel. They get it down low to Smith. Smith double-teamed down in the corner, in trouble, gets it back out to Hetzel. He pulls a trigger from three. That's short, no good. Airballed it. Ball brought back into play, but it's going to be off the hands of Reese Smith and out of bounds. It'll go back over to the Ray Jays. 5:21 to go in the first quarter. Your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard, it's the Ray Jays over the Stanley Blue Jays by a score of 4-2. Here's Hudson in the front court. Bothy with it now. In the front court, they give it up to Nelson. Go right side to Bothy, back to Nelson. Back to Bothy, playing catch it on the right side of the floor. Now they give it to Veach. Veach gives it to Kettleson. Kettleson at the left elbow, kicks it out to Veach. Veach dribbles out of trouble, now to Nelson. On the right side, they go to Bothy. Now back out on top, back to Kettleson. Favorite spot, and he finds the range from three again. I think he had three of those, or four of those, against the Tioga Pirates the other night. Has his first one here tonight. Here's the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Wyatt Bothy. He couldn't control it. It was just about another turnover for the Blue Jays. It's 7-2, a five-point lead for the Ray Jays over Stanley. Here's Smith giving the ball up to Tristan Johnson. Johnson there at the top of the key. Now over to Hetzel. Hetzel tries to get it back out. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Jace Nelson. Nice defense by the Ray Jays. It'll be Tristan Barstead checking in for Reese Smith. Barstead is a 6'2" freshman for the Blue Jays. He plays pretty young over there at Stanley. Now inside, it's Barstead with the basketball. Spin move off the glass, and the shot's no good as it falls away empty as the Ray Jays come up with it. Bothy at the top of the key, and he's replaced by Jace Nelson. He runs the offense. Cross-court pass over to Bothy, guarded there. Now it's back over to Veach. Again, there's his spot, and he has another one. Lane Veach has got 2 3-pointers. That's his favorite spot on the floor from the left side corner. And here is Barstead out to Hienick. Hienick gives it up to Hetzel. Hetzel, a little runner from the left side. That falls no good. And Kettleson with the rebound. Here's Nelson in a hurry, puts up the shot. No good. The layup falls away, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Barstead, and the Blue Jays have it. Here's Hetzel at the free throw line, kicking it out to Tristan Johnson. Johnson lets it fly from three. Long rebound is run down by Jackson Hienick, and now we're going to have a foul called against number, looks like it's going to be against, Jace Nelson. Jace Nelson picks up his first personal foul. And so a fresh 35 goes on the shot clock. It's the first team foul against either team here tonight. And now it's going to be Tristan Johnson going left side to Hetzel. Hetzel throws it into the end zone or the baseline and out of bounds, a turnover. It's the third against the Stanley Blue Jays. And with that, there's going to be a short timeout on the floor. His head coach not liking what he sees from Stanley, so he calls a short timeout. Gives us an opportunity to thank our Ray Boosters tonight, including the Red Moose Coffee Hoos, a great cup of coffee and a cozy atmosphere with local art. Stop by the Red Moose Coffee Hoos in Tioga. The Ray Farmers Union Elevator says our success depends on yours. The Porch, where wasting time is considered time well wasted. Pour Some Sugar Bakery, your party sandwich, meat and cheese tray pickup deli service in Ray, North Dakota. TNT Tires, your Goodyear tire dealer, with alignment services also. Thorson Meats, it's a place to go for great deals on fresh beef, pork, poultry, seafood, sausages, and more. Join the herd with Western Cooperative Credit Union and the Mary Smith Agency at Farmers Union Insurance in Ray, North Dakota. Simply different. Out of the timeout, it's Ray basketball. They're up 10-2. They get the ball into Hudson. Hudson with it. Cross-court pass to Boffy. Now on top, it's Jace Nelson. He's going to have a foul called against him. It'll be a foul against the Blue Jays on the drive, and the foul is going against number one, Tristan Johnson. That's his first personal. It is the first team foul called against the Blue Jays, and inside they come to Hudson. Here is Nelson pulling the trigger from three, right side. That one's no good. There's Bothy for the rebound and the putback. Bothy scores the offensive board. 12-2, a 10-point advantage. Now here's going to be a steal by Veach. Veach gives it up to Nelson. Nelson can't convert the bucket. Nice defense by the Blue Jays getting back on that turnover. Here's Tristan Johnson with the dribble. Goes inside to Barstead, and then he throws it away. Turnover number five, as there's Nelson again challenging his defenders. He goes up for the layup, and he's going to be fouled on the shot. It'll be a shooting foul called against the Stanley Blue Jays. Jace Nelson will go to the free throw line. And the foul is going to be called against number 20, Jackson Heenick. Second personal, second team foul. As Nelson toes the stripe, misses the front end of the free throw attempt. Josh Hetzel is checking out of the game. Checking in is number 10, Tucker Gorder, a 6'2" sophomore for head coach Corey Anderson. Nelson toes his stripe for the second of two free throws, and that's off the front iron as well. But there's Hudson with the offensive rebound. He puts it up, no good, off the glass. And the rebound comes away to the Stanley Blue Jays. Tucker Gorder with it. Now gives it up to Johnson. Now over to Winger. Winger, one dribble, gives it out to Johnson. Now bounce pass over to Tucker Gorder. Gorder goes to the paint. Here's Tristan Johnson pulling the trigger from three. That's off the mark, no good. But there's Barstead with the rebound and the putback for Tristan Barstead. He's got his first 2 points on the offensive rebound and score. 12-4 with 1:53 remaining here in quarter number one. Boffy now with the basketball gives it up to Jace Nelson. Over on the right side, that is Veach, cross-court pass to Bothy. Zone defense played by the Stanley Blue Jays. Here's Veach looking to Kettleson. Kettleson at the right elbow, kicks it out to Bothy. Pulls the trigger from three, good. Wyatt Bothy finds the range from three-point land as well. That's their third three-pointer tonight. It's a 15-4 game. All Ray Jays right now here in this first quarter. Jace Winger gives it up to Tucker Gorder. Gorder, one dribble at the top of the key, goes to Johnson. And they go inside to Barstead. Barstead puts up the shot, no good. Heenick there for the rebound and the putback points. Jackson Heenick with 4 points. It's a 15-6 game. 1 minute to go here in quarter number one. Next chance for the Ray Jays. It'll be Aiden Christensen checking in for Ray. Here's Veach from the right side from three. That one falls, no good. And the rebound cleared by the Blue Jays as Tristan Johnson comes into the front court. Double team there on the left side. And now just about throws it away. It's last touch by the Ray Jays, Jace Nelson. So great defense by the Jays as Christensen comes in for Fabian Hudson. Reese Smith checks in for Tristan Johnson with 40.9 seconds to go, 24 seconds on the shot clock for the Blue Jays. Here's Jace Winger. Winger goes to the right side. Smith, cross-court pass over to Gorter. Gorter goes to the paint, loses the handle on the basketball. Barsett comes up with it and then throws it away. So turnover number six for the Blue Jays here in quarter number one. It's a 15-6 game as Jace Nelson walks the ball into the front court for Ray. Nelson with the dribble goes behind his back, through the paint, off the glass, no good. And the rebound comes away to the Blue Jays. Here's Smith into the front court. Smith gives it up to Gorter. Gorter pulls the trigger from three, no good. Rebound pulled down by Veach, and the whistle sounds to end your first quarter of play. It's all Ray Jays right now. They're up 15-6 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. End of the first quarter. We'll send it back. Come back with second quarter action after this brief word from one of our sponsors. Welcome back here to KGGO Sports. Again, my name's Randy Peterson. The Ray Jays controlled the first quarter, outscoring the Blue Jays 15-6 in that first quarter of play. First possession of the second quarter goes to the Blue Jays. Here's Hetzel's pass over to Winger. Winger on the right wing, picks up his dribble, goes on top to Josh Hetzel. Now on the right side, they go again to Winger. Winger cross-court pass down to Smith. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound there by Tristan Barsted, and Barsted scores the second chance. 15-8 as a 6'2" freshman pulled down the offensive rebound and scored the bucket under his own basket. Right side to Veach. Veach now gives it up to Hudson back into the game after getting a breather late in the first quarter. Lucas Olsen into the game for the Ray Jays. Seeing his first action here tonight. Here's Jace Nelson over to Hudson. Hudson drives the baseline, and oh, he didn't make it. But Kettleson's there with the rebound, puts it up with the left hand. He puts it down for the second opportunity. And now here's a foul called right at the midcourt. It's going to go against Jace Nelson. That's his second personal foul. It's the second team foul, so Nelson's got both team fouls. He just picked up his second personal. Over to Hetzel. Down low to Barsted. Barsted with the ball, kicks it out to Winger. Winger pulls the trigger from three. That's too heavy. And the rebound is yanked down by Lane Veach. Lane goes behind his back at the midcourt stripe. Now comes into the front court. Goes over to Jace Nelson. Cross-court pass over to Olsen. Olsen now over to Nelson. Inside they go to Kettleson. Kettleson with it. Goes for the reverse layup, and he's going to be fouled by the Stanley Blue Jays. I believe the foul is going to go against Tristan Barsted, I believe, is who they're going to whistle it against. Yes, number 23, that's his first personal. It'll be Kettleson going to the free throw line to shoot two. Jonathan's got 4 points on the evening so far and make it five as he knocks down the first of two free throws. 17-8. A 9-point advantage for the Ray Jays here in this District 16 matchup as Kettleson toes the stripe, puts up the second of two. He's perfect. Got 6 points on the night for the 6'3" senior. And now there's a timeout on the floor, and it'll be another short timeout called by Corey Anderson. Gives us an opportunity to talk about our Stanley Boosters, including the Top Gun Car Wash in Tioga, touchless wash for a shiny new clean. Oh, how I love it when my car is clean at Top Gun Car Wash. The American Bank Center of Stanley. Visit weareamerican.bank. The Dakota Drug over in Stanley, serving the Stanley area with prescriptions and gifts since 1911. Also have those world-famous Whirl-O-Whips. BBH Insurance makes making insurance simple, making buying insurance simple. The Dairy Queen. Enjoy your favorite fan food before and after the game at Stanley DQ. Prairie Coffee House. Enjoy all your coffee favorites along with fresh made breakfast, lunch, and bakery items from 6 o'clock a.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Spring and Furniture. Quality products. competitive prices and familiar faces, and the Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative. There's a shot put up by Josh Hetzel out of the timeout. Falls no good, and the rebound pulled down by Fabian Hudson. Hudson, a 6'4" senior, new to the team this year, coming in and played football for the Outlaws. Now finds himself playing post for the Ray Jays. Here's a three-pointer put up by Jace Nelson, is no good. The rebound yanked down by Tristan Barstead. Johnson, Tristan with it, goes over to Hetzel. Now over to Smith. Smith cross throw it over to Johnson. They get the ball inside to Heenick. Dishes it out to Barstead. A little nifty pass. The ball's going to be tapped out of bounds underneath the basket by Fabian Hudson as number 35, Cal Sorensen, checks into the game. Sorensen is a 6-foot sophomore, also a running back for the Stanley Blue Jays. Here's Hetzel with a shot. That comes up empty. And the rebound tapped back out to Nelson for the Ray Jays. Inside to Kettleson. Kettleson lost it. Ball's going to be in the backcourt, picked up there by Hetzel. And then Hetzel gets the ball back, fakes, and he is going to be tied up. And the possession arrow favors the Ray Jays. It'll be another turnover called against the Stanley Blue Jays. That's turnover number six against number seven, against the Blue Jays here in the game. 5:20 to go in the half. We'll have our Native Energy Solutions halftime report at the end of this first half of play, recapping all your team and individual stats after two quarters. That's sponsored by the Native Energy Solutions in Tioga. Pass inside to Hudson, and Hudson, as the ball goes out of his hands, but Jack Heenick figured he needed to go for it, and then he stepped out of bounds with it. So it's giving the ball back to the Ray Jays. Could have let it go, it would have been Stanley Blue Jays basketball. Now here is the Ray Jays in the backcourt. They lose it, and it's going to be Heenick going in for an easy layup. So a turnover, the first one against the Stanley Blue Jays, and Heenick has another one. He's got 6 points on the night. The freshman stands 6'2". Now here's Nelson with the basketball. It's 19-10 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. The Ray Jays have the lead. Here's Kettleson, and Kettleson throws it out of bounds, and it's a turnover by the Ray Jays. There's a timeout on the floor. We're going to send it back to the studio for a quick little timeout. A word from one of our great sponsors. Blue Jays. 4:21 to go. We were twisting and shouting there for quite a while as Lane Veach has the basketball, gives it up to Jace Nelson. 4:15 to go. And it's going to be Nelson coming into the front court for the Ray Jays. Here's Veach in the paint. And then he gets a call for a travel or jump ball. And it'll be possession arrow favoring the Ray Jays. So it's a turnover against the Ray Jays, their third. And it'll go over to the Blue Jays with 4:06 remaining. 19-10. Blue Jays trying to cut the lead. Here's Jackson Heenick giving it up to Johnson. Nice fake from the free throw line. There's a block by Veach, but he's going to get called on the body. So it'll be a shooting foul called against Lane Veach. His first personal foul. And Tristan Johnson goes to the free throw line looking for his first point of the evening. He puts it off the back iron, falls away, no good. Tristan averages 10 points on the season per game. Second one is up, and he does convert the second of two free throws. He's got his first point at the 3:57 mark of the second quarter. As Jace Nelson comes into the front court, it's 19-11, an 8-point advantage here on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard for the Ray Jays. Spin move by Jace Nelson, puts it off the glass, did everything right except make the basket. He's missed about four or five of those layups so far here tonight. He's kind of known for that. Pass inside, attempted to get it into Barstead's hands from Hennick, but it's kicked out of bounds by the Ray Jays. Stops the clock with 3:35 to go. It'll stay with the Stanley Blue Jays as Josh Hetzel. Josh Hetzel will trigger the inbounds pass. Hetzel gets the ball from Isaac Jacobs, one of our officials here tonight, over to Winger. Winger stops, gives it up to Johnson, now back over to Hetzel. Hetzel with it, cross-court pass to Winger. Winger over to Johnson. Johnson top of the key to Hetzel. He pulls the trigger from three. That's off the mark, no good. It's going to be last touch by the Stanley Blue Jays, and out of bounds. It'll go over to Ray. A little pressure put on the backcourt by the Stanley Blue Jays. It's going to be the Ray Jays. Veach with the basketball against Jay Swinger. Here's Veach bringing the ball into the front court, goes behind his back, gives it up to Nelson. Nelson at the top of the key to Kettleson. Kettleson now back to Lane Veach. Veach looks inside, now gives it to Kettleson. Kettleson from the free throw line puts up the shot, airballed it, but there's Lucas Olson for the rebound. He kicks it out to Hudson, back to Kettleson. 10 on the shot clock for the Ray Jays. Here's Jace Nelson, guarded there by Johnson, gives up to Olson. Olson pulls the trigger from three. That falls away no good as well. And it's going to be a long pass attempted for Jackson Hennick. Ball lands into the hands of Tristan Barstead. Count the basket for Barstead, and then there's a stoppage in play as Jackson Hennick fell to the floor and took a little while to get back off the floor. And I don't know if he's seeing stars or not, but I think he may have to go out of the game for a little bit as there was a stoppage in play. And he gets a nice hand from both the Ray and Stanley sides of the gymnasium tonight. Good crowd here tonight for this District 16 matchup. So the point was good by Barstead. He's got 6 points on the night so far as Sorensen's into the game for the Blue Jays. 19-13. The Ray Jays with the basketball. Here's Veach with it. Veach guarded there by Jay Swinger. He gets it into the front court. Still in trouble, and then he loses it. So a turnover for the Ray Jays, their fourth. As Sorensen comes up the loose basketball, brings it into the front court. Now gives the ball out to Johnson, out on top, around the horn to Hetzel. Hetzel pulls the trigger, and this time he found the range just inside the three-point lane. Josh Hetzel with his first 2 points of the night. Lead down to four, 19-15. Been a while since the Ray Jays scored a bucket. Here's Lane Veach going over to Hudson. Hudson on the left wing. Looks inside, goes top of the key to Kettleson. Now back out to Hudson. It's going to be Veach with it. Veach gives it to Nelson. Back to Veach at the top of the key, guarded by Winger. Here under 10 seconds on the shot clock. They give the ball out to Lucas Olson. He pulls the trigger from three from the left corner. That one's no good, and the rebound pulled down by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays can get themselves right back in it. They're only down by four. They have possession of the basketball. Johnson gives it up to Hetzel. Down low, it's going to be Sorensen. Sorensen's shot blocked, and then it's going to be Hudson stepping out of bounds. But nice defense by Fabian Hudson on the block against Cal Sorensen as Hornson comes out of the game, replacing him as Jackson Hennick. Nice to see him back into the game after taking a hard fall to the floor here just a few minutes ago. 1:25 to go in the half. Here's Hetzel again pulling the trigger from the left side. This time he knocks it down for a three-pointer. So Hetzel, the last two possessions, have got 5 points for the Blue Jays. Here's Kettleson. The Blue Jays down by one, 19-18. Nelson for the Ray Jays. Looks inside to Hudson, doesn't give it to him. Now here's Kettleson, second man through, loses it. Turnover for the Ray Jays, their fifth turnover of the quarter. Hetzel comes in, goes over to Winger. Hetzel with the hot hand gives it, and he's going to pull the trigger again from deep three. Long rebound comes out to Johnson. Johnson puts up the shot. That one's no good as Christensen clears the boards for the Ray Jays. 39 seconds to go in the half. Ray with a one-point lead, 19-18. Here's Kettleson. Kicking it out to Jace Nelson. He pulls the trigger from three. No good. And there's a push foul called against the Stanley Blue Jays. It's going to be a foul called against Stanley. It's going to go against number 5, Josh Hetzel, with the push. So 28.8 seconds remaining. It'll be Jace Nelson triggering the inbounds pass. Nelson goes over to Veach. Inside, they try to go to Kettleson and threw it away. Turnover number 6 against the Jays here in quarter number 2, as the Blue Jays with a chance to take the lead and take a lead to the locker room after trailing the entire first half. They're down by 1, 19-18. Playing for the last shot of the half. Here's Winger with it. Thought about the three-pointer, got it over to Hetzel. He's going to take it from 3. That's off the mark, no good. It's going to be run down. The ball's thrown into the backcourt as the buzzer sounds to end the first half of play. Your score after 2 quarters. It's the Ray Jays 19, the home team on the scoreboard. The Stanley Blue Jays 18. We'll send it back to the studio, and when we come back after this 3-minute timeout, it'll be our Native Energy Solutions halftime report. The site of our broadcast tonight, it's the Ray Jays 19, the Stanley Blue Jays 18 at the end of 2 quarters of play. The Jays dominated the first quarter, leading 15-6, but then the Blue Jays outscored them 12-4 in the second quarter to only be down by 1, 19-18. The Ray Jays shot 30% from the field, going 7 out of 23. They shot 50% from the free throw line. They knocked down 3 three-pointers. They were 2 for 4 from the free throw line. They had 6 turnovers, all of those in the second quarter of play. For the Blue Jays, they shot 35% from the field, going 8 out of 23. They were 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. They had 1 three-pointer tonight in the first half from Josh Hetzel, and they committed 8 turnovers in that first half of play. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick word, and when we come back with our Native Energy Solutions, we'll recap the individual stats after this 1-minute timeout. And welcome back to our Native Energy Solutions halftime report. Individually for the Ray Jays, they had 4 players get in the scorebook. Leading the way with 6 points each is Jonathan Kettleson and Lane Veach. 5 points for Wyatt Bothy. Jace Nelson, the leading scorer for the Ray Jays, with only 2 points in the first half. And that's a total of 19 team points. 4 players also got in the scorebook for the Blue Jays. Jackson Heenick and Tristan Barstead, each with 6 points. A couple of freshmen playing a lot of quality minutes for the Blue Jays. 5 points for Josh Hetzel, all of those coming in the second quarter. And Tristan Johnson with only 1 point in that first half of play for a total of 18 team points. Foul trouble for the Ray Jays. Jace Nelson has got 2 fouls. Nobody else on either team has got more than 1 foul. So we'll send it back to the studio. And when we come back, it'll be the start of our second half. You've been listening to the Native Energy Solutions Halftime Report. Well, they're about ready to start the dance again here in the second half. It's a 1-point ball game here from Ray, North Dakota. Again, my name's Randy Peterson. Glad you've joined us on here on KTGO Sports. After tonight's game, we're going to have a little bit of a break as we take the rest of the week off. And then next week, starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, it'll be time for Girls District 16 action. That tournament going to be played over in Kenmare, the home of the Honkers. KTGO Sports will be over there and broadcasting games from that tournament. First possession of the third quarter goes to the Jace Nelson and the Ray Jays. He kicks it out to Veach. Veach there from the corner, and there he finds the range again as Lane Veach. It's another three-pointer. It's a 22-18 game, a four-point spread in favor of the Ray Jays. Here's Smith, double-teamed to the corner as he goes to the baseline. Tries to get it into Josh Hetzel, but it's tapped out of bounds by the Ray Jays. Last touch by Ray. And so the Blue Jays get it back. 22 seconds on the shot clock, 7:33 on the game clock here in the third quarter. Smith looks inside, now looking for somebody to throw it to. Going to run out of time, but he finally gets it into Winger. Winger with it, kicks it out to Jackson Heenick. Heenick goes over to Smith. Smith there, and he's going to be blocked by Kettleson. But the ball comes back to Tristan Johnson. Now down low to Smith, and we're going to have a foul called. It'll be a shooting foul called against the Ray Jays, against Reese Smith. That foul's called against number five. That is Wyatt Bothy with the foul. And it sends Smith to the free throw line, and Smith knocks down the first of two free throws for his first point of the night. 7:19 to go in the third quarter, 22-19, a three-point spread for the Ray Jays as Smith knocks down the second of two free throws. 22-20, both teams in the 20s. Here with 7:19 to go in the third quarter. Tiago Medical Center scoreboard, 22-20 in favor of the Ray Jays as the Jays bring the ball into the front court. They go out on top to Veach. Veach guarded there by a Winger. And now here is Nelson giving the ball to Hudson, looking back door to Kettleson, didn't throw it to him. And it's Bothy with it. Bothy harassed there by Hetzel. Now it's Veach with it. Veach kicks it out to Nelson. Nelson cross-court pass over to Bothy. Bothy drives to the paint, puts up the little runner. That's no good. And the ball comes back out as Stanley has the basketball. Luckily for the Blue Jays, it landed in the Blue Jays' hands. They saved it underneath their own basket. Here's Smith with the fake, puts the ball on the floor, loses the handle on it, and it's going to be last touch. And by the Ray Jays, it'll stay with the Stanley Blue Jays. It'll be Reese Smith triggering the inbounds pass for Stanley. They get it in to Winger. Goes left side to Johnson. Johnson back out to Winger. Now Johnson on the left wing again. Against this 1-2-1-1 zone defense. Now here's the Blue Jays throwing it out of bounds. Turnover by Stanley, their ninth turnover of the evening. Stanley's going to come out with a little bit of pressure again. Here's Kettleson getting the inbounds pass. Looking for a guard. Decides to take it himself. Now finds Jace Nelson as he crosses a half-court mark. Jace goes left side to Wyatt Bothy. Bothy with the basketball. And then there's the Ray Jays losing it. And it's going to be Hetzel going hard to the basket. And he's going to be fouled by Lane Veach. It'll be a shooting foul. Foul number two called against Lane. That is the second team foul called here in the second half against the Ray Jays. And it sends Josh Hetzel to the free throw line. The freshman toes the stripe, puts up the first of two, and knocks down the first one. He's got 6 points, cuts the lead down to one. He can tie it up here. He makes this free throw, and he's no good, but the rebound is taken down by the Ray Jays. Here's Jace Nelson. Jace walks the ball into the front court just before the 10-second violation. Here's Jace with the spin move. In trouble, ball's on the floor. Bothy ties up with Winger, and it's going to be a turnover against... They're going to call a timeout by Michael Bergstrom, and Stanley Blue Jays fans don't agree with that. Michael Bergstrom laughing as he's talking to his players in the huddle. So the timeout was recognized by the official, and so it'll be a chance for us to thank our boosters from Ray, including the Farmers Union Insurance Agency, the Mary Smith Agency here in Ray, Western Cooperative Credit Union, Thorson Meats, TNT Tires, Pour Some Sugar Bakery, The Porch, the Ray Farmers Union Elevator, and the Red Moose Coffee House of Tioga, all sponsors for the Ray J basketball teams. 5:40 to go, and out of the timeout, it'll be Ray J basketball. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Hudson with it. And now here's a foul call against the Stanley Blues Jays. It's going to go against Jackson Heenick. Heenick is a freshman. He just picked up his second personal foul. And it is the first team foul here in the second half against Stanley. There's the Blue Jays upping their defense, and this time it pays off for them as the ball goes off the foot of Wyatt Bothy. It's a turnover against the Ray Jays, their eighth of the game. Here's a chance for Stanley to take the lead as Josh Hetzel comes up with the basketball. Nice pass down low to Jackson Heenick, and Heenick with the two-point field goal. And it's a 23-22 game. The Stanley Blue Jays with their first lead of the night at the 5:14 mark here of the third quarter. Here's Hudson for the Ray Jays. Hudson goes left side to Bothy. Bothy gets it to Kettleson. Kettleson back to Bothy. Bothy loses it. Kettleson comes up with it and then throws it away. And here is the Blue Jays. Barstead goes and challenges Hudson. And it'll be a shooting foul called against the Ray Jays. Fabian Hudson, he can't believe it. That's his first foul. And it'll send Tristan Barstead to the free throw line to shoot two. Barstead, a 6'2" freshman, toes the stripe for the first of two free throws and gets the roll here at the Ray Gym. He's got 7 points, and it's a two-point advantage for Stanley, 24-22. Second one is away, and that one's off the iron. No good as a rebound pulled down by Jonathan Kettleson, who gives it up to Jace Nelson. Nelson comes into the front court, goes right side to Hudson. Looks inside, it's Veach. Veach in trouble, reverse layup. Nice, nifty move by Lane Veach for the reverse layup. Great job of handling the pressure underneath the basket by Lane Veach. Here's Winger throwing the ball away. Turnover by Stanley. Their second of the quarter. Now here's Jace Nelson putting up the shot. That's no good. A little bit out of control for the junior from Ray. Here's Hetzel from the free throw line. He short-armed it. That's no good. The rebound pulled down by the Ray Jays. And now here's Ray with it. Kettleson gives the ball up front to Hudson. Hudson drives to the baseline. Now picks up his dribble. Gives the ball back out to Bothy. Bothy now guarded there by Hetzel. Almost lost it. And they're going to give it to Veach. Now the ball, and it's going to be brought back into play. Pass up front to Barstead, and Barstead's going to put in the two-point bucket off the turnover from Ray. And it's now a 26-24 lead as head coach Michael Bergstrom wants to call a timeout. With 3:45 remaining, it's a full timeout. It's the Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. It's the Stanley Blue Jays 26, the Ray Jays 24. We'll send it back to Bridget. And a word from one of our great sponsors. Out of the timeout, it's Ray J basketball as Lucas Olson checks in for the Ray Jays. Now here's Nelson with it. Jace Nelson with it. Tripping over my tongue here a little bit tonight. Hudson goes to the baseline, picks up his dribble, passes it out to Nelson at the top of the key. It's Olson. Olson now over to Veach. Veach with it. Gives it to Kettleson. Kettleson out to Nelson. He pulls the trigger from three. That's off the mark. No good. As Barstead goes high for the rebound, and Kettleson's going to pick up a foul over the back. That's his first foul of the game. It is the fourth team foul here of the third quarter. And the Ray Jays had 15 points at the end of the first quarter. And now here's a turnover by Ray. Long pass out to Nelson, and Nelson's going to score the basket. Jace Nelson with only his fourth point tonight. Averages 17 on the season. And the game's all tied up at 26 apiece. Jace Nelson over to Reese Smith. Smith now back out to Tristan Johnson, who gives it up to Hetzel in the left corner. Cross-court pass to Smith. Smith picked up there by Veach. Now here's Hetzel with it. Josh Hetzel. Smith goes back door to Barstead, and Barstead with the basket. Barsett having a whale of a game tonight. He didn't start the game, but he's on the floor now. He's got 11 points in the contest, 11 of the 28 for the Stanley Blue Jays. Here's Veach with it. Veach with it over to Hudson. Hudson drives the baseline, throws it, tries to throw it down to Kettleson. Ball comes back to him. The only problem is he was standing out of bounds. Turnover by the Ray Jays. They're fifth of the quarter, 11th of the game. Trying to get in there that the Ray Jays had 15 points at the end of the first quarter. They only got 11 points since that time. 28-26 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. The Stanley Blue Jays over the Ray Jays. Here's Hetzel with the three-point look. Good. Josh Hetzel find the range. And now we're going to have what? I believe it's a delay of game warning as the Stanley Blue Jays hit the ball after it went through the hoop. And so Drew Flaggen went over and warned them. Next one will cause a little bit more problem for the Stanley Blue Jays if it happens again. 1:56 to go here in the third quarter as Veach comes into the front court. Gives it up to Aiden Christensen, who's into the game for Fabian Hudson. Christensen, a senior for the Ray Jays, gets the ball at the free throw line. Now dishes it out to Veach. Veach with it, cross court pass to Nelson. Pulls the trigger from three, good. Jace Nelson with the three-pointer. And it's 31-29. The Stanley Blue Jays up by two. Here's Tristan Johnson with it. Now out to Josh Hetzel. Back over to Tristan. He pulls the trigger from three. That looks good, and it is. Tristan Johnson starting to heat things up. He's got a three-pointer, and it's back to a five-point lead. And it's going to be Jace Nelson having the ball taken out of his hands, but it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Jays as Sorensen for the Blue Jays. Cal, a 5 foot, 6 foot sophomore, checks in for Jackson Heenick. 1:09 to go in the quarter. Here's Nelson, top of the key to Aiden Christensen. Christensen with the dribble. Gives it up to Jace Nelson. Long, deep three-pointer. That's no good. As Tucker Gorder rebounds the basketball for the Blue Jays. Here's Hetzel. Tries to get it to Reese Smith. Great job from keeping it from going out of bounds. Their three-pointer by Johnson is no good. And now here is Jace Nelson giving it up to Veach. 45 seconds to go in the third. Kettleson at the top of the key gives it up to Veach. Now here is Reese Smith with the steal, keeps it alive, goes back door to Sorensen, and Sorensen knocks it down for two. 36-29 with 25 seconds to go in the third as Kettleson comes into the front court. Jace Nelson now gives the ball up to Veach, down over to Christensen on the right baseline. Christensen back out to Kettleson. Kettleson drives into the paint and just about threw it away, but Johnson knocks it out of bounds for the Blue Jays. It stays with the Ray Jays as Jay Swinger checks in for Reese Smith. Smith gets a nice hand from his coach as well as the Stanley fans for the great job that he did last possession in getting a steal and a layup. And now here's the ball tapped out of bounds again by the Blue Jays with 7.6 seconds remaining. Jace Nelson triggers the inbounds pass. They get it out on top to Veach. Here's Veach over to Christensen. He lets it fly from deep three. That one's no good as Kettleson throws it up at the buzzer, and that one's no good as the buzzer sounds to end the third quarter of play. Your score after three, it's the Stanley Blue Jays 36 and the Ray Jays 29. Come back for fourth quarter action after this 1 minute timeout. Possession of the fourth quarter goes to the Stanley Blue Jays. They're up 36-29 in your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. And now here's Tristan Johnson having to go into the backcourt to retrieve it as Gorder pulls the trigger from three. That's no good. Long rebound comes out to Tristan Johnson. Out to Hetzel. He lets it fly from three. That one's short as a rebound comes back out to Tristan Johnson. Kettleson lost the rebound, and here's Gorder with it. Johnson now gives it up to Tucker Gorder. Back out on top to Johnson. Johnson with it over to Gorder on the right wing. At the top of the key they go again. Now Hetzel gives it over to Gorder. 16 on the shot clock as Hetzel pulls the trigger. That's short again. And the long rebound is last touched by the Ray Jays, Wyatt Bothy. And so it stays with the Stanley Blue Jays. They get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. And it's going to be Johnson over to Winger. He lets it fly from three. That's off the back iron. No good. Rebound again to Hetzel inside to Heenick. And this time, Heenick puts it down for the two-point field goal. Jackson now with his 10th point. 7 minutes to go. 38-29. Stanley Blue Jays outscored the Ray Jays 18-10 in the third quarter. Here's Kettleson going up with a shot. It'll be a blocking foul called against the Blue Jays as Kettleson going to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul is called against number five, Josh Hetzel. That's his second personal. It's the second team foul, and it'll be Jonathan Kettleson going to the free throw line to shoot two. The 6'3" senior has got 6 points on the night. Make it seven, and he's perfect from the line. He toes the stripe for the second of two free throws, puts it up and good. So Kettleson's got 8 points, cuts the lead back down to seven, 38-31 in favor of Stanley. This District 16 matchup from Ray, North Dakota. Here's Winger. Cross-court pass to Hetzel, now over to Gorder. Gorder with it to Hetzel. Down low, it's going to be Winger missing the easy bunny. Gets his own rebound, puts up the second shot. That one's no good. Gets his another rebound. Winger, an excellent opportunity, missed the two bunnies. Now here is Hetzel. Over to Johnson. He's going to let it fly from three. That's too hard. But the rebound's last touch by the Ray Jays. It stays with Stanley as Hudson comes out of the game. Aiden Christensen checks back into the game along with Wyatt Bothy. Winger goes inside to Heenick. Heenick with it. Teamed up there by Kettleson. Kettleson blocks the shot. Bothy comes down with it. Nice defense by Jonathan Kettleson as he comes into the front court. Jonathan with the dribble kicks it out to Nelson. Here's Nelson for three. That's short. And the long rebound is going to be tapped out of bounds by Lane Beach. It'll go over to Stanley. 5:55 remaining as Reese Smith checks in for Jace Winger for the Stanley Blue Jays. 38-31 on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Glad you've joined us here on KTGO 1090 AM, 92.7 FM. Here's Tristan Johnson over to Smith. Jay's trying to spread out the offense a little bit, or defense a little bit more. Here's Hetzel, picked up there by Christensen. Top of the key, he goes to Gorder. Gorder now over to Heenick. Back door, Smith mishandled it, had an layup, but then he makes hard work of it, and Smith does a nifty little move and scores his fourth point of the game. Nice job by Reese Smith. 9-point lead for the Stanley Blue Jays with 5:15 to go in the quarter. Here's Jace Nelson. Nelson with the dribble goes out on top to Kettleson. Now over to Bothy. Bothy with it gives it to Christensen. Christensen dribbles to the top of the key, gives it up to Veach. Veach now over to Christensen. Aiden with the dribble goes to Jace Nelson. Nelson now kicks it out to Veach. Pulls the trigger from the corner. That one's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Hetzel. Nice pass over to Jackson Heenick. Heenick has the ball stripped out of his hands. Last touch by the Ray Jays. And out of bounds, it'll stay with the Blue Jays as Tristan Barsted checks back in for the Blue Jays with 4:46 remaining. 29 seconds on the shot clock for the Blue Jays. Here's Hetzel. Quick trigger from three. That one's no good. Rebound by Christensen. And then it's going to be Bothy with it. And there's a timeout recognized by the officials called by Michael Bergstrom. And it'll be a, let's see what they're going to call. It's going to be a full timeout. So we'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors. Out of the timeout, I believe it'll be Ray J basketball, yes. Jace Nelson going to stand right in front of the scorer's bench, opposite of my viewpoint. He'll trigger the inbounds pass, and it'll be inbounded to Mr. Lane Veach as he comes into the front court. Goes left side to Jonathan Kettleson. Kettleson gives it up to Bothy. Bothy now with it, gives it to Jace Nelson. Veach goes to Hudson. Hudson kicks it out to Kettleson. Kettleson drives to the paint, puts the shot up off the glass. But as he does, it'll be a shooting foul called against the Stanley Blue Jays. I believe it's going to go against number 23, Tristan Barstead. That's his second personal. And it'll be Jonathan Kettleson going to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, no good. The first one he's missed all night. He's 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. This is an important free throw. They're down by 9, running out of time. 4:22 to go here in the fourth quarter as he knocks down the second of two free throws. Stanley with the basketball. Johnson brings the ball into the front court for the Blue Jays. Here's Johnson still with the dribble, loses the handle on it. Run down by Smith. Now the ball is on the floor. We're going to have a foul called against the Ray Jays. Foul called against number 20, Jace Nelson. Nelson with his third personal. It's only the fifth team foul, so fresh 35 on the shot clock for the Stanley Blue Jays. Smith gives it to Heenick, and then there's going to be a timeout before the five-second violation called by head coach Corey Anderson. And it'll be a full timeout, so we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our great sponsor. Out of the timeout, it'll be Blue Jay basketball with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. They're up by 8, 40-32. Here's the ball back door to Barstead. Barstead blocked from behind, but it's blocked, but it's also a hack called against Jonathan Kettleson. His second personal, it sends Tristan Barstead to the free throw line to shoot two. Barstead started the game on the bench, but he's the leading scorer for the Blue Jays with 11 points here tonight so far. Make it 12 as he knocks down the first of two free throws. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line with 12 points for the 6'2" freshman. Second one looks hard. It's off the mark. No good. Ball is run down by Barstead. Then Barstead throws it back into the hands of the Blue Jays. Hudson. Going to be Barstead going to the basket again, and backdoor play for Tristan Barstead with another 2 points. Great play by Stanley. They're up by 11. Here's Jace Nelson dishing the ball off to Hudson, and Hudson off the assist gets his first 2 points of the game. 43-34, 3 minutes and 30 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Out on top, it's Johnson. Over to Smith, back to Johnson. Now out on top to Hetzel. Heenick. Johnson pulls the trigger just inside the three-point line. No good. Tied up between Heenick and Bothy. Possession arrow goes to the Ray Jays. 3:06 remaining. 43-34. A 9-point advantage for the Ray Jays. As Jace Nelson inbounds the basketball to Veach. A little bit of pressure put on by the Stanley Blue Jays, but no trouble by Ray getting it into the front court. Here's Lane Veach giving it to Hudson. Hudson goes around his defender and knocks it down for another field goal. He's got 4 points for the big guy. 43-36, 2:45 remaining. The Blue Jays out on top on your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. Now here's the ball going through the hands of the Stanley Blue Jays, but then it's run down by Tristan Johnson. Johnson goes to the baseline, cross court over to Barstead. He's left all alone, puts it off the glass, count the basket again. Tristan Barstead having a whale of a game here tonight for Stanley. And his fellow teammates are finding him for great assists. Here's Kettleson going up, has his shot blocked, but he's going to be fouled on the drive and the shot, so it'll be a two-shot foul called against Tristan Barstad. That's his third personal, and it'll be Jonathan Kettleson going to the free throw line to see if he can find more success from the free throw line. He's only missed one free throw here tonight as he knocks down the first of two. As Tucker Gorder checks in for Stanley, replacing Reese Smith. Kettleson toes a stripe for the second of two, and that one's good as well. He's only missed one on eight attempts. And now here is the Stanley Blue Jays on an almost steal by Jace Nelson. Then he lost his footing, and the ball went out of his foot and out of bounds. Just about a great play by Jace. Here's Gorder. Gorder gets it into the front court to Johnson. Now here is Barstad with it, kicking it out to Gorder. Gorder, the little 10-footer, that's no good, as Hudson cleared the boards. Up front to Veach. Veach now to Hudson. Hudson with it, gives it back out to Jace Nelson, over to Kettleson. Kettleson with the three look, that's short, no good. Rebound is brought back into play by Bothing. Great play by Wyatt. Now here's Kettleson going in for an uncontested layup. So the Ray Jays are trying to get themselves back into the game. There's 1:32 remaining in the game as Barstad comes out of the game for the Blue Jays, and Winger comes in along with Reese Smith, and Smith is replacing Tucker Gorder. Full court pressure put on by the Ray Jays, 45-40. And it's going to be ball inbound, and it's going to be a foul call against Jonathan Kettleson on the inbounds pass. And this time they'll send it down to the free throw line. And it'll be Jace Winger going to the free throw line with 1:31 remaining for a bonus opportunity for the 5'11" senior. He's scoreless tonight. Big free throw as he knocks it down for the Blue Jays. Averages 5 points a game, 5 rebounds a game for Stanley on the season so far. Second one of two is also good. Big free throws by the senior from Stanley. Almost intercepted. Here's Kettleson in a hurry, coming into the front court. Hudson gives it up to Nelson, pulls the trigger from three, good. Jace Nelson with the bucket, big three-pointer for Nelson. As there's a timeout on the floor with 1:20 to go, it's a 47-43 game. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors. Here from Ray, North Dakota, in this District 16 matchup, the Stanley Blue Jays with the lead by four. They trailed 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. They trailed 19-18 at the end of the first half, and then led 36-29 at the end of the third quarter. They have the basketball as Reese Smith comes into the front court, gives it up to Heenick. Smith with it, and then Smith called for the travel. Turnover number 12 against the Blue Jays with 1:17 to go. All Corey Anderson can do is cross his arms and say, let's play defense. Ball given up to Nelson. Here's Jace with it. Drives to the paint. We're going to have a foul called before the shot. It's going to go against Tristan Johnson. That's his second personal. Fresh 35 on the shot clock for the Ray Jays. And so Jace Nelson triggers the inbounds pass. Here's Veach with it down in the corner. They get it to Kettleson. Kettleson with it goes to the basket. Count it. And the bucket is good The foul is called against the Stanley Blue Jays. It's going to be whistled against number four, Jace Winger, with his first personal. And it's a chance for Jonathan Kettleson to get the Ray Jays back to within one. Free throws up, and that's good as well. Kettleson having a big fourth quarter. Got 10 points in the quarter. Winger comes into the front court for Stanley. Under a minute to play here in the fourth. Here's Hetzel. Hetzel goes to the paint, puts up the little runner. That's no good. And the rebound taken out by Jace Nelson. Long pass down to Bothy. Bothy all alone. Bothy can't convert the bucket. Ball's on the floor, picked up by Hetzel. And now there's a foul called against the Ray Jays. It's going to go against Wyatt Bothy, as Bothy missed the little bunny, and he just puts his hand in his face in his hands, and it'll send the Stanley Blue Jays, Josh Hetzel, to the free throw line to shoot a bonus. As Barstead comes into the game for Jace Winger for the Stanley Blue Jays. They're going to put Lane Beach back in the corner. Now finally from Stanley sees that as Hetzel knocks down the first of two free throws on the bonus, I should say. It's a two-point lead for the Blue Jays. Hetzel toes the stripe, puts up the second one, knocks them both down. Three-point game. Ray Jays with 33 seconds to go come into the front court in a hurry. Here is Ray Jays losing the handle on it, but it's last touch by Stanley out of bounds. It stays with the Ray Jays as Jace Nelson's going to trigger the inbounds pass. Here is Veach with it. They cross-court it over to Hudson. Now Bothy. Bothy with the dribble gives it up to Jace Nelson. Over to Veach. Beach now looks at it, throws it away. Turnover by the Ray Jays. And now here's a foul called in the backcourt against Wyatt Bothy with 12.3 seconds to go. A chance for the Stanley Blue Jays to kind of seal this victory up if they can knock down the free throws. As Winger checks back in for Stanley, replacing Tristan Barstead. Tristan Johnson at the free throw line with 4 points tonight. Puts up the first one. That's no good. Heenick comes back into play, and it's an offensive rebound, and it's going to be another foul called against the Ray Jays. Wyatt Bothy, that's his fourth personal foul, as Johnson going to the free throw line to shoot two, but not before the timeout is called. It's a full timeout. Your Tioga Medical Center scoreboard. It's the Stanley Blue Jays 49, the Ray Jays 46. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick word from one of our great sponsors. Well, Tristan Johnson going to the free throw line for a double bonus. Chance to seal this game up for the Blue Jays as he puts up the first one. That's good. Now it's a two-possession game. The Blue Jays up by four, 50-46. Johnson toes the stripe for a second free throw. Looks at the hoop, puts it up. Good. Five-point lead. Here's Kettleson with it. Kettleson goes over to Bothy. Bothy pulls the trigger from three. That's no good. Rebound by Hetzel, and there's the buzzer to end the contest. Your final score, it's the Stanley Blue Jays 51 and the Ray Jays 46. Very good ball game here tonight from Ray, North Dakota. The victorious Blue Jays with a 5-point victory over the Ray Jays.